Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Gary's insane. For those of you who don't know, Gary is a friend of ours. We know him IRL. And he's been listening to the show. And after the last show, after we were talking about people believing in magic, Mike Huckabee being a wizard and
stuff.
The
Mike Huckabee thing, yeah.
Yeah, after that.
We got a comment.
We got a comment from Gary on the last show. A really long comment, actually. And I'm going to read it now.
Read it.
Gary says, I got to tell you, man, I totally believe in magic. Religion as a whole has gotten out of hand. But I've seen too many odd coincidences and survived too many close calls in my life to believe there isn't something out there watching out for me. I just think the religious interpreted it wrong, especially the Catholics. I don't go to church and mindlessly repeat memorized lines. I feel more in touch with God out in nature. Jesus climbed mountains to speak to God. He went into the church and started flipping tables and telling them they had it all wrong. I speak to God and feel that He has spoken back to me. Not in stereo voices in my ears like a psycho, but through strange, urgent feelings to go a certain way or speak to a certain person. I think the human body is incredibly complex when you look at the combination of things involved in making it work, and feel that it must have been designed by something a lot smarter than anyone I've ever met. I don't think of God as a man with a wang. I picture more of a force that lives in all matter. I respect your stance of just not knowing the truth. I don't pretend to know it all. I don't really believe all other religions are wrong. I'm sure there's definitely some tall tale to all of it, but something is in charge. I've always tried to have a rational view of it all, and don't think my beliefs make me insane.
All right.
Gary, I like you. I like you, Gary. You're a friend of mine. I like to consider
Gary's
you a friend
cool.
of mine.
I like
Gary's
Gary.
Cool. And
thanks for the comment.
Thank you for the comment. I don't want to discourage people from commenting. But Gary, the things that you said aren't really that much less insane than saying you heard God talking in your ears. If anything, actually, if somebody told me they heard God talking to them directly in their ears, in their head, that would make more sense to me. Because it sounds to me like you're looking for God. Like people who see the Virgin Mary in their toast. Like, you're going to see what you want to see. If you're going out and you're like, oh man, I really want to talk to this person right now. Must have been God. Well, you're making that up. You're looking for that.
Yeah, perhaps he was persuaded.
And you're not giving yourself enough credit either, Gary. If those things turned out to be a good idea, if all of a sudden you were like, I really got to go to this place or I really got to talk to this person, it turns out it was a good idea. Why not take credit for it? You know, you did that.
You did that.
Why do you got to give it to somebody else?
Yeah.
Sounds like a low self-esteem issue to me.
Yeah, like I said, he might be persuaded by, you know, would he say the same thing if religion didn't exist? And I'm not talking about the, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg. Obviously, first and foremost, somebody out there questioned whether there was something behind everything they saw. Someone that created everything, they had to have. And then religion came, obviously.
Well, I get creation myths and things like that. It's like fables, like fairy tales, trying to explain where things came from. You know, like before we knew what the sun was, we were probably looking at the sun and going, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, well, that's the sun god Ra, obviously. I mean, look at it. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be something special. You know, people make up stories because they don't know the answers. And that's fine. But once you know the answers, you can't stick to the stories.
Yeah. And
people get tripped up that way.
I can't help but think, you know, did he, you know, he looked at these stories out there and took from it what he wanted and kind of went with it. Like, and there was an answer for things like that happened and ways he felt about things.
I've known a fair number of people in my time who will claim, I'm not religious, I'm not a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim, you know, I'm not a Buddhist or anything like that. I'm not religious. I don't like organized religion, but I believe in something.
Yeah, we tapped into that a few episodes ago. So,
and to me, that makes even less sense because either way, there's really not any proof for any kind of creator.
Yes.
The only proof anybody has is, well, where did it all come from? Like, that's the only real reason to even believe in it from a factual standpoint.
Yeah, it's fair to question it, but to make up some reasoning behind it, that's what we're trying to talk about.
If there's no proof for it, and you also don't believe all the other people who claim they know the answer, then why, I don't understand why you believe it at all. Like, Gary's only real reasoning there was that things are too complex to have just happened. And
too many coincidences.
Too many coincidences, and that he feels things from time to time. And I'm fairly certain that everybody feels things from time to time. Feels compelled to do certain things or go talk to certain people. And sometimes it's a good idea and sometimes it's not. If it happens to be a particularly good idea, you remember that and you go, oh, wow, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Must have been God. I don't know. It doesn't even...
Well, I know I've, as an artist, I don't want to say that, but I guess being more open-minded, I've seen a lot of things in my life that are beautiful to me. Like, I've seen things, for instance... This may come off as lame, but I was driving down the highway and I was going to school, and I was coming off this this O-ramp, and all these crows were just sitting, and it was fairly early, and there wasn't much traffic. But anyway, all these crows were on the road and around on the grass, and as I drove, they flocked up and flew beside my vehicle as I was driving, and I looked around, and instead of thinking, whoa, what the fuck? You know, I was in some state of mind where this just seemed very beautiful. And I don't know how to describe it other than it was so compelling in that moment that I felt the urge to draw tears, you know. And that sounds lame, but there's this thing out there when you see beauty, it's so beautiful that you're overcome by emotion. And a lot of people, I think, and this is my theory, they like to call that the force that is behind everything, that this is God. And I can't vouch for that. I don't know what it is. So,
well, people will say, you know, there's so much beauty in nature and everything's so complex. And oh my goodness, there has to be a God. Look at all this stuff.
Yeah.
To me, it's honestly a lot more amazing and beautiful to think that it all just kind of happened.
Yeah.
To think that human beings and animals and plants and just all the planets and things in the universe just sort of ended up where they are.
Yeah.
Just kind of came together. To think that coincidentally, just the right elements and things came together to create life is fucking amazing. That's beautiful to
me. I agree.
That's way more impressive to me than to say some dude did it.
Yeah. Where's the mystery and how can you have passion for that? That's just lame.
Like, if you brought me a laptop and said, holy shit, this just grew in the woods, I'd be like, fuck, that's amazing. That's incredible. But if you brought me a laptop and said, some guy built this, it was pretty cool, but I got it at the store. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I like the fact that it's designed makes it more mundane to me.
Yeah, it can be impressive, but it's just not as impressive as if it grew in the woods.
The idea that the universe is so complex and so vast that there are enough variables, there's enough going on that the probability, however slim, of life just spontaneously being created still managed to happen. That's incredible to me. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it any better than that.
I agree with you.
I don't know, Gary. I'm sorry, but I do think you're a little bit insane. Sorry.
Yeah, like I was saying in the last episode, you know, when people bring these types of thoughts and beliefs into play, people like us just can't help but think you're a little fucking nuts. Just a little. We're not, you know, saying we don't like you. It's just we can't help it, you know. We've taken the step back that you haven't. We try to rationalize a little more. So thanks, Gary.
But, thanks, Gary. Well, we've gotten other input and feedback from listeners.
We've
other
got
than
an
just
email.
Gary. Yeah, we got our first email ever from someone that we don't actually know in person.
Oh, yeah.
And that person's name is
Austin
Trees. Austin Trees. Austin sent us an email with the subject best podcast, and then in parentheses it says with 6 words in the title, which I guess makes it not that great of a compliment ever. He says, hey, fuckers who make me laugh, love the show. Keep it up or else I will not be able to listen to them anymore. And I will have to take it out on Macaulay Culkin. Later, Austin. Thank you, Austin.
Thanks, Austin. You're awesome.
That was incredibly constructive. Seriously, though, thanks for listening. We appreciate that. And
absolutely,
being the first email from someone we don't actually know in person is pretty cool. If I had prizes, I'd send you one.
Yeah, me too. But we don't. I'm sorry.
We also got a voicemail.
A voicemail, yes.
From Dave.
Dave, who we do know.
Yeah, well, yeah, we do. We know Dave. But still, voicemail.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Orion. It's Dave. Just wanted to say that you guys suck balls. Just kidding. Nothing could be further from the truth. Your podcasts have had me laughing so hard, I literally could not breathe. It probably helps that I agree with most, if not all, of your stances on the various issues you have tackled. But I just had a terrible thought. It is not all about fun and games, I've learned. No, no. I've realized that it makes you truly think critically about many real-world situations and scenarios. For example, I can honestly say that I, too, would kill the baby. And at Dave's convenience store, burly, menacing black guys drink for free. All right, guys, keep up the good work. I will hear you soon. Peace.
Thank you, Dave.
So that was Dave. Yes, thank you, Dave. You're awesome.
That was perhaps the, well, I don't know, Mike's voicemail about the quote from the book might have been longer. I'm not sure, but that was a fairly long voicemail.
It's a contest.
It was nice. Yeah, contest for the longest voicemail. I wonder how long it'll let you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a limit on that.
Before it cuts you off.
Somebody call in and find out. Just see how long you can go for. Like I said, thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm glad to know you agree with us on almost everything.
And I'm glad that we inspire critical thinking.
Yeah, that's good to know. Because that's not necessarily what we set out to do.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We just talk a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
We also got a reply from KJ Cisco.
Oh, shit.
I emailed him about the episode where we played his promo. And I said to him, "Hi, Kevin. We played your promo on episode number 4 of our podcast. Just thought you might like to know. You can find it at ijusthadaterriblethought.com. Peace in the Middle East, Kyle." And Kevin, KJ Cisco, wrote back and he said, "Wow, thanks for playing it. I'll check your show out, Kevin." And then he listened to it and he left us a comment on the website that says, "Thanks for plugging my show. P.S. Cheap shot picking on a blind guy. See you in hell." And then there's a smiley face, which I thought was cool of him because we were obviously picking on him.
We were. Yeah.
And I kind of expected him to be.
I didn't.
I kind of expected him to be pissed.
Me too.
Which
me too.
I would have been okay with because I would have thought it was funny.
Even with that comment, I'm not sure how he felt about it. Was he just saying, "Yeah, nice shot. Yeah, but I did like it."
Well, he ended it with a smiley. I don't know if he liked the show, but you know, he took it well, which
he
is
took
cool.
It well. That's cool.
I didn't expect him to take it well.
I
that's
respect
cool.
That.
Yeah, I do respect that. So, KJ Cisco, if you're still listening,
yeah,
we love you.
And if you want to add me on Facebook sometime, I'm totally down with it.
Or you could send us a voicemail.
That'd be cool.
Better.
That'd be better.
I might have to edit it, so take all the pauses out, but it'd still be cool. We love you, KJ Cisco.
We love you, Kevin.
Well, let's get this pod on the cast or show on whatever.
Let's do it. All right.
We also got another email, actually, from a friend of ours named Amber, and she was giving us a bunch of suggestions about what to talk about or what to do on the show, and one of her suggestions was to talk about viral videos on the web, and I came across a video the other day called "If Atheists Ruled the World," and it's a video of these guys reading quotes that they found on Christian fundamentalist message boards, and they're reading them, you know, kind of seriously, but it's meant to be funny, and it is pretty fucking funny. And I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's like 4 minutes long, but we're going to play a clip of it.
There was a great clip.
Yeah, one that we liked in particular.
Yes.
Let me see if I could paint you a little picture. You know, if atheists ruled the world. So, atheist son comes home to his mom.
Yeah.
"Hi, mom. Hey, son."
Sounds good.
And then the son would probably say something like, "Hey, mom, I'm going to go fuck a hooker."
Uh-oh.
"No problem, son.
Wait a minute.
Don't be home late. Oh, I might be, because then I'm going to go smoke pot with my friends, since it's not addictive." "Oh, fine with me, son." And then the atheist dad would come home. "Hi, honey. Hey. How's your day?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, I'm pregnant again. Looks like I'm going to have to get another abortion."
"Wait a minute."
"Since fetuses aren't actual human life."
"Well."
"Oh, no problem, honey. Get as many abortions as you like."
"Oh, yeah."
You say that to Aldi all the time.
"Okay, I will." "Oh, and don't go in the bedroom, because there's two gay men fucking in there."
That also just like you and Aldi.
"Why
you guys always
have
gay men in there?"
"Because I wanted to watch the gay men."
"Who wouldn't?"
And then he wouldn't care. He'd say, "Okay, that's fine with me." And then probably the atheist neighbor would run in. "Quick, there's a Christian outside."
"Oh, shit."
"Oh, we were coming." And then they'd grab their black robes and their hoods. They'd run into the street, where a Christian would probably be nailed to a big wooden X.
That reminds me, I gotta get my black robe clean.
Shrouded by atheists in their hoods and robes. Die, Christian! Die! We claim to be tolerant of all religions, except you. We hate you, because we're atheists, and we're hypocritical like that, because we're atheists.
Right.
Scary, isn't it?
That is scary.
It's terrifying.
That was an actual.
I'm just kidding. That doesn't seem that bad.
That was an actual quote from a religious website. Somebody was describing what they thought the world would be like if atheists ruled the world, and that's what they think it'd be like.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
It's not too far off, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, there would be a free abortion clinic on every street corner. And, I mean, the black robes thing, we already have those. So,
yeah.
But we wouldn't nail a Christian to an X. It's too much like a cross. And every time we see a cross, we burst into flames. So we'd probably nail him to like a swastika or something, you know?
That'd be more fitting.
Yeah. I mean, a crooked cross, you know, that's okay. Because it's kind of like a perversion of their Christian symbolism.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's our viral video of the week. I'll post a link to that on the...
Yeah, it's worth checking out. On the in the comments, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What else we got?
Well, I was reading the internets this week, and I came across a couple of stories that I thought were either interesting or funny or whatever.
Yeah, all right.
One of them that I thought was kind of funny and interesting was about women and their shopping habits when they're on their period.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Women's shopping habits are linked to their menstrual cycles, a study has shown.
Finally, somebody found this out.
In the 10 days before their periods begin, women are more likely to make extravagant impulse buys, according to researchers. Psychologists believe that shopping sprees could be a way for premenstrual women to deal with the negative emotions created by their hormonal changes. For the study, 443 women were asked about their shopping patterns. The 153 women in the sample who were in the later stages of their menstrual cycle tended to have less control of their spending. So,
153 women.
So, when women are on their period, they go a little crazy. This isn't news, but this is the first proof I've ever heard of it. So suck it, women.
I really think the 153 women were just bitches to begin with.
Could you imagine if we had a woman president, the kind of deficit we'd have? We're already so in debt.
Oh, shit.
But like once a month, all of a sudden she's just buying up other countries and shit.
Yeah, like as a present.
We need new uniforms for our troops. More lace. The spending behavior tends to be a reaction to intense emotions. They're feeling very stressed or depressed and are more likely to go shopping to cheer themselves up and use it to regulate emotions. So not only do women go a little crazy on their period, they also need to shop to cheer themselves up. This is not reading well for you women.
Yeah.
So I guess what I want to know is, I want you female listeners to email into the show or leave a voicemail or a comment and tell us, do you shop more on your period?
Yeah, let us know.
Or even unrelated to your period, do you shop to cope with your emotions?
Yeah, we're kind of left in the dark here.
So. I'm feeling kind of down today. I could either eat a lot of chocolates or I could go to the mall. Fuck.
I gotta cheer myself up.
Tough decisions. See, when I want to cheer myself up, I just shoot a homeless guy. Brightens my day right the fuck up. And it cleans up the streets.
That's for damn sure.
Orion likes to use bottle rockets, but the problem with that is you don't necessarily get to see the results of your work.
Unfortunately, I can only imagine. That's kind of an inside joke. You would only know that if you listened to our earlier podcast.
Which you should have, and if you haven't, if you just started listening, go back, listen to the old ones. They're fucking awesome.
But I want to talk about women in general. This article stirred up a lot of pent-up shit I have about women in general. Throughout my life and my experiences, women have sadly revealed themselves to me as insane. The majority.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad saying that, but yeah, I kind of agree.
Like, with their imbalanced emotions, I'm on my period, my hormones are off. It's all an excuse to me.
They're just sort of nutty.
I think they're just fucked in the head. And they're, for the most part, when a woman is on her period and she's, you know, a total bitch, usually she's a total bitch, you know, when she's off her period anyway. So from my experience.
Yeah, I haven't actually met a girl yet who completely transforms when she's on her period.
Like, I really don't believe in PMS. I don't.
Oh, what it actually is it as I understand it, it makes you irritable because you're uncomfortable. It doesn't actually make you a bitch.
I'm sure,
but if you're uncomfortable,
I'm
you get
sure
kind of
they're
bitchy.
Uncomfortable. But yeah, it doesn't excuse the fact that you're a bitch to everybody.
Right.
And most housewives out there use that as an excuse, I'm sure. Girlfriends, everyone, all the women that are out there using that as an excuse. Fuck you. You're pissing me off. You're making it harder for us men to prosper because you're holding yourselves back.
I've never had that used as an excuse towards me, but I've heard other people say it. And I don't know. Women are kind of fucking nuts. Like, I believe
are.
In gender equality and all that. I believe that women are capable of being
absolutely
rational and everything. But for some reason, usually when I encounter somebody who says something fucking crazy or does something fucking crazy, it's a woman.
It's a woman.
And they... Yeah. And you can explain to them why they're being nuts all day long. And
it's like they're bulletproof or they're not having it.
They just don't hear it.
They will paint you into a corner. They will trap you, even though you're feeding them logical reasons as to why they're wrong. It's just their emotional imbalance.
Oh my God. You know what the worst?
Justifies everything.
The worst for me, I used to get this, not a lot because, I mean, I wasn't fighting all the time, but like.
Is this a relationship?
Yeah. If me and a girlfriend were in a fight.
Yeah.
We're talking and all of a sudden we're arguing about something and we're going back and forth. At some point, not usually very far into the conversation, she'll decide she doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
And of course.
Not only does she not want to talk about it anymore, but then she expects everything to be just fucking normal. Like, we were just super pissed at each other 2 seconds ago. Now she's like, well, I'm done talking about this. Let's watch Sex in the City.
Yeah.
What?
Most of the time, they'll do that. I don't want to talk about it. And then, I don't know, some girls will just leave it. You know, they won't talk about it and expect time to heal it. And some of them will wake up the next day and everything's back to normal. Like, their emotional imbalance.
Usually, I just end up stewing over it. And then it becomes a thing in my head. And then I want to bring it up again.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about this. I thought we were okay now. We didn't resolve anything. We didn't agree on anything. Ultimately, you just said, I don't want to talk about it anymore. So there's still this problem here. We haven't solved anything.
Yeah.
And it's just going to come up again later. But
I've noticed in a lot of commercials, they're really promoting the fact that women are fucking stupid or they're lunatics. If you've noticed, I can't really give any examples right now, but just pay attention. And what's that one cereal commercial? That one comes on a lot. The multigrain Cheerios. Where the guy looks at the box and goes, oh, are you trying to lose weight? Because it said low in fat.
Right.
And she goes, what are you talking about? I need to lose weight? And he's like, it just said it on the box.
Right.
He's being very logical. And she's just being a bitch. Like, no, you just called me this. And he's clearly saying, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
And obviously they're just acting. But this kind of thing happens in real life.
I've heard girls say shit like, and this is ridiculous because I don't know any girl that would mean that. Well, they seem like they mean it when they say it, but I know they don't.
Yeah. What's that?
I've heard girls say things like, if I was getting fat, I would want you to tell me because I don't want to get fat.
Oh,
I don't
God,
want you to.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you.
Forget it.
Fuck you.
Forget it. I don't care if she
That's
gains 800
trap.
Pounds. Don't tell her unless you want to break up.
Holy shit.
No
that's,
way.
That's the trap I'm talking about. That kind of shit will happen.
You can
just
tell
be
me
honest
anything.
With me.
Just be honest.
And honest in our minds is being logical.
And well, honest in our minds is honest.
That's true. But yeah, what was I saying? When we get in trouble, we try to justify it with logic. And that usually is what you're supposed to do. But
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It does not
that's
work.
What I meant
they
to
don't
say.
Care. They yeah. don't care what your reasoning is.
And that, you know, the women are from Mars, men are from Venus.
Yeah.
The guy ends up going to his cave. He's just trying to get away from fucking insane wifey over there. You know what I'm saying? She's out of her fucking mind. He's tried everything, you know, and she's not having it. So he has to get away. Leave me the fuck alone.
No, I want to talk about this because I'm right.
I do think part of the problem, though, is that so many guys end up with girls that they really shouldn't be with.
That's true.
Myself included. I mean,
we've all, yeah, been there.
I've noticed a trend among relationships in general that the guys will go for girls that they have nothing in common with, or maybe something, but it's very small. Like,
and that's the majority, yeah.
I dated a girl for a while, and the only thing we really had in common was that we both liked the same music.
Yeah.
But that was really it.
That was it.
She was super into volunteer work, and she loved joining any kind of club she could get her hands on.
Oh, she was in that one club, yeah.
She was in, she's been in various forms of Kiwanis Club, if you know what that is. It's basically a volunteer organization.
And they're Christian-based.
She's not religious.
So, like, yeah.
But
I could see the problem there.
And it's not that I have anything against volunteer work, but it's not even like she did it because she wants to help the world or anything like that. She just has this thing about, like, belonging. It's like
belonging and
it's like she's constantly trying to fill out a resume or like a college application. Like, all these things will look good if I do them.
Yeah.
And that drove me nuts. And I got dragged to so many stupid things that I didn't want anything to do with.
You poor guy.
Because this is my girlfriend. And you know what?
Yeah.
I'll do what I need to do to make her happy. I got dragged to so many stupid things. I got wrapped into wrapping gifts for free at the mall.
Fuck.
I can't even think of all the stupid things. And other things beyond, like, volunteer work. Like, I've noticed that girls will want to do stupid, dumb shit. And it's fine if you want to do stupid, dumb shit, but obviously I shouldn't be dating you if I think it's stupid, dumb shit.
That's true, yeah.
Like, let's go to this craft fair.
I don't like craft.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Why don't you take somebody who gives a shit about that? But I gotta go, or else she's disappointed, and she'll say, no, it's okay, but it's not okay.
Yeah, did you end up breaking up because of that, or did you break up and then later realized, yeah, we really weren't compatible?
Well, actually, it was neither, because the girl I was talking about who does all the volunteer work actually ended up, we broke up twice, which is extra stupid, because if you broke up once, you probably don't belong together.
Yeah.
But that was my first girlfriend, and we broke up twice. We broke up the first time because she just wanted to break up, and we broke up the second time because she cheated on me with some dude.
Oh, terrible.
So, awesome.
Terrible. Jesus.
So I guess that stems from not really having anything in common.
Yeah. I think a lot of people with their first girlfriends, or when they're early in the stages of dating, they run into that kind of shit because they feel like, well, they pay attention to me. And we're kind of girls in that aspect. Guys, we're investigating into this new world of ourselves with the opposite sex, and we're trying, but we don't know. You know, you got to grow on this and learn from your mistakes.
It only really took me two tries to figure out that.
Good for you. A lot of guys out there.
I can't be with a girl that I can't relate to.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the ultimate girl for me would be basically me, only a girl, and at least kind of hot. Yeah. I'm not talking about being a model, but I have to find you attractive. I think that's important.
That's how it should be. Yeah. It's all about compatibility. And like me and my ex. And, well, I can't go through all of them, but yeah, it was the same bullshit. We weren't compatible. And then I met Aldi, and she is like me. We're different, but in many aspects, we're the same. And it's all about compatibility, obviously.
Yeah, she's a lot more violent than you.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
we balance out. We work together, yeah.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I feel like a douche saying that, but I'm an artist.
Yes, he is.
I draw and I paint and I make music.
He makes
and,
music.
I've been known to occasionally sculpt something. You know, I'm a little artsy.
It makes damn good music.
Yeah, whatever. And and I like to play video games a lot. And I'm into some kind of nerdy shit. I'm not really into anime, but there's some of it that I like. And just kind of nerdy shit like that.
Yeah.
And none of my girlfriends so far have been into any of that shit.
Yeah.
And at first, it doesn't seem like such a big deal. But then that's because you're on that, like, you know, new relationship high.
Exactly.
And you'll do anything. Like, I remember getting up at 8 a.m. once to go to the mall and hang out and go to Victoria's Secret. A, I'm not that into the mall. B, at the time I was working second shifts, I didn't get up till like 3 p.m. on a normal day. And C, Victoria's Secret makes me uncomfortable. I mean, their products are fine, but Victoria's Secret makes me kind of uncomfortable. I feel like a creepy guy just wandering around Victoria's Secret, like, haha, underwear. I'm kind of going off on a tangent, but every time I've been into Victoria's Secret with a girl, all they've wanted were boring cotton panties. So, like, that totally takes all the excitement out of it for me anyway.
Yeah.
You want to go to the lingerie store for just underwear?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, me and Aldi, see, she's not like that at all. And if she were on this episode right now, she'd probably call you a big old fag for doing that, for going out at 8 a.m.
Well, I wouldn't
but
do
you
it
didn't
now.
Know any better.
But
yeah,
that's the thing.
That
it was
now.
A brand new relationship. And it's
I
that,
know
that
how
period
you feel.
Where you'll do anything just to hang out with the person. And you're kind of out of your head a little bit. Like, you know, you make excuses. Like, there's this little thing she does that, you know, it's actually kind of cute. It's actually kind of endearing. But then later on in the relationship, you're like, that's fucking annoying. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You make excuses for the other person because you like them so much and you want to like them so much.
That's true.
Like, it's no big deal to go to the store. People do it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with going to that store at 8 in the morning. Jesus Christ. And I'd get roped into, like, family gatherings, family Christmases, shit like that.
Oh, Christ.
Going over to family's house. And I know that's part of being in a relationship if the other person is at all close with their family, but their family doesn't give a shit about me being there.
Yeah.
And if anything, it probably makes them slightly uncomfortable that I'm there. And I'm uncomfortable that I'm there. And I can't relate to any of these people because they're all, like, twice my age. So, and if I couldn't relate to the girl in the first place, then I'm not going to relate any better to her family.
So what's the point?
But the thing is, if you said, like, if you're like, if she's like, hey, you want to go to my family's house for Christmas? And you said, not really. That's a fight right there. That's a fight waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
There's a
little bicker.
I would, and if it were up to me, like, I might ask, like, hey, you want to go to my family's house for Christmas? And if she said, well, I don't know, I kind of wanted to do this for Christmas, or even just that might make me kind of uncomfortable, I'd be like, okay, I don't even want to go to my family's house for Christmas that bad.
I'd be the same way. Yeah, if you don't want to go, it's cool. Hey.
Yeah, whatever. I wouldn't be offended. You don't want to sit around with my mom and drink eggnog? What's wrong with you?
That's another
I thought
thing.
You loved me.
Girls are, in general, I think, are easily set off.
They're just sensitive, I think. And again, we're talking about in general, and not all of them.
Not all.
Someday, I'll find my autistic girl with no emotions, and we will live happily ever after.
I hope
so. We will play our video games, and she'll teach me math.
Yeah.
You know, my last girlfriend broke up with me while we were watching What Not to Wear on TLC.
I'm aware of that. Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't watch What Not to Wear on TLC normally.
Absolutely not.
I'm sitting there watching TLC with her, watching girl shows. She's sitting around in her robe, and all of a sudden she says, hey, Kyle. I'm like, yeah? I think I want to break up.
All right.
And I said, huh? I think I want to break up. So I just sat there and I didn't say anything for a little while because that kind of was like, wow, really? I thought we were doing okay. I mean, I knew I could kind of sense that we were having some.
You were growing distant.
We were growing apart. But yeah, she never once came to me and said, hey, this is bothering me or, you know, something's going on or anything. There was no mention of this until I think I want to break up. And we were living together at the time. So
that's the worst.
You know, you would think the thing to do would be to say, hey, look, I think we're having problems, and this is why.
Yeah.
You know, this is bothering me. But no. So when I sat there for a minute and didn't say anything, because I was like, well, all this was going through my head, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She got up and went and got in the bathtub.
All right.
Took a bath. So I ended up leaving and going to a friend's house. But
yeah,
that was fucked up. And
that is fucked up.
That's another, like, thing about...
Another example
of crazy girls. Like, just, you could have said something. And then when I tried to talk about it later, she didn't want to talk about it at all. She's like, no, I've made up my mind, and there was nothing I could have said. Well, what do you mean there was nothing you could have said? Like, something
Absolutely.
Made you feel like it was time to break up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we had actually just gotten back from a big trip to Japan the month prior. And I asked her later, and she said, actually, I'd been planning to break up with you since before the trip to Japan.
That's bullshit.
And I mean, I'm glad I got to go to Japan, but fuck.
Yeah, she could have been a fucking adult about it and talked to you, sat down and said, hey, this is what's on my mind. But seems to me she played it like a fucking 10-year-old and said, I just want to break up.
And another thing, I kind of knew we were having problems. And you're going to... We hadn't had sex in months. And I know you're probably thinking, well, fucking big red flag right there, retard. Of course you were having problems. Well, like I said, I knew we were having problems, but it wasn't because I had stopped trying. The thing is, I had tried a few times and been turned down.
Yeah.
And I just figured, okay, she'll let me know when she wants to do it because it's not working when I try to do it. And yeah. I mean, she'd initiated before, so it wouldn't have been out of line for me to think that she'd let me know when she was ready. But then months went by, and I did once say, hey, what's going on? How come we haven't done it in a while? And she just kind of dismissed it, you know?
Jesus,
yeah. She didn't want to talk about it. I was like, okay. And other than that, we were doing fine. And I mean, that's not all a relationship's about. So, you know, whatever. Maybe she's...
That's
I was
right.
kind of lying to myself, making excuses. Like, well, maybe she's just not that sexual a person. I mean, some people aren't.
Yeah.
You know, some people just don't really need it. And, you know, some of you fucking hornballs out there are probably like, how can anybody not want it all the fucking time? Well, some people don't. I mean, I'm not that much of a hornball.
I am, but I don't. I know what you're saying. I don't absolutely need it, but I gotta be compatible with someone that does want it.
Well, yeah, but my point is just that, you know.
But I know where you're coming from.
Maybe she's just not, and I liked her other than that. So, you know, I said, that's not the most important thing.
Absolutely.
So I just kind of went with it. But she didn't want to talk about that. And if that was the problem, you know, maybe it was me. You know, I thought about that. Maybe I just wasn't attractive anymore. And, you know, I'd gained a little bit of weight since we started going out. So had she, because we were fucking going out eating all the time. But, you know, if that was the problem, she could have said, you know, look, I don't want to be rude or anything, but you're kind of porking out there, buddy, and it's becoming kind of unattractive. You know, she could have said something, and I would have been like, oh, fuck. All right, well, I guess I need to stop going out to eat so much and maybe fucking hop on a treadmill or something.
But you weren't aware that that was a problem. She didn't communicate with you.
I'm still not aware that that was the problem, because she, even afterwards, when I tried to go back to her and talk about it, she was like, no, I don't, there's nothing I can say. It's just, it was time. We were over. Well, if you had said something to me like a month or two prior, maybe we could have worked this out.
That's true, yeah.
Fucking crazy ass girls.
Yeah, she's like the girls we're talking about in general, but she's fucking nuts. Like, most girls want to communicate. And, well, most people, it's healthy, but most girls, if there's no communication, obviously, it just destroys their fucking universe. But she didn't want that at all. It just blows my mind. She's
she
like
never
a
really
different
was.
Kind of
yeah, she never
woman.
Really was much of a communicator.
A
I guess that
breed.
Doesn't really apply across the board to women, because
yeah,
a lot of them are over-communicators. They want to talk about their feelings all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm fine with talking about your feelings.
That's
but
cool.
Maybe I just don't feel enough. I don't know. Like, because I don't feel the need to come home and talk about my day and how I felt about everything during the day. Unless something like really pissed me off or really made me sad or really made me fucking excited. But like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
I sure do. Yeah. If it's just, well, I was at work and, I worked and it was the same old day, but I just thought I would like to talk about it or something. Not even that. If it's something real petty, like, so I was walking by the flower case today and it looked really pretty. You never get me flowers anymore.
Oh, God.
You know, just if it's a big fucking deal, then yeah, we'll talk about it.
Well, that wasn't our problem. Like, it wasn't wasn't that I never got her flowers, because I did get her flowers sometimes.
Yeah, but.
But no, I know what you mean. I'm just saying that wasn't our problem.
Again, we're going too long trying to justify in ourselves, like, why they do the things they do.
That's another thing I'd like you to email us about. Email us about your failed relationships.
That'd be great.
Tell us how you crashed and burned. Make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Or if you're a girl and you've done some crazy ass shit to some dude, email that in, because I'd like to hear about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I can talk about how crazy you are.
Me, too.
Speaking of crazy people.
Yeah.
You've all heard of PETA, right?
PETA, yeah. Of
People
course.
For the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Oh, yeah. God.
I read an article yesterday that was talking about how PETA, let me see if I can pull this up real quick. It says, PETA takes the notion of killing with kindness literally. Only 7 animals found a home out of the 2,216 it cared for in 2008. 7 animals managed a reprieve. The rest were loved to death.
Oh, my God.
PETA took in 2,216 animals last year and found homes for 7 of them.
Jesus,
and
wow.
And killed the rest. So it's not okay for me to eat a hamburger, but it's okay for them to kill 2,000 animals because it's inconvenient to house them.
Oh, fuck.
And this article talks about the millions of dollars that they spend on advertising and shit. All this money could have been put towards helping these animals
absolutely.
That they rescued.
Absolutely. Jesus, where is that money going to?
Instead, it's all going to advertising.
Jesus, just last to get their name out.
Last year for Thanksgiving, they made a Flash game that was a parody of Cooking Mama.
Yeah.
If you don't know what Cooking Mama is, it's a game for the Wii and the DS that's it's about cooking. It's like virtual cooking, but made into a game.
Yeah.
Well, they made this parody of that that was about slaughtering turkeys, and it was all bloody and gross. And,
oh, fuck.
You know, it was to point out how barbaric it is to eat a turkey on Thanksgiving. And they put out all these billboards with naked celebrity chicks on them talking about how you shouldn't wear fur. And, like, they made a Super Bowl ad. Was it a Super Bowl ad?
That rings a bell.
It featured, like, naked vegetarian women covered in vegetables and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had an ad with like two chicks making out, and it was said something like vegetarians make better lovers or something like that.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're constantly making all these ads, these expensive commercials. And Super Bowl ads are no joke. I'm pretty sure one
millions of dollars for
was
those
a Super
spots.
Bowl ad. They're wasting all this money trying to convince everybody not to hurt animals. And as a result, they don't have enough money to take care of their fucking animals, and they have to kill animals.
Hilarious.
It's retarded.
Oh, my God.
And of course, you know, they're not talking about it. They're not commenting
no comment.
On this story.
Yeah, obviously. They're ruined, dude.
And they're
ruined.
Fucking nuts, too. They're practically a terrorist organization.
They're a cult, yes.
They,
in my opinion.
I don't have any examples right now. I wish I did. But they have basically engaged in terrorist acts. They have
no shit.
Bombed shit. And
oh, shit. That's right. Yes.
They're ridiculous. Ridiculous people.
They sabotage like events and stuff and places.
If you don't
fucking
want
nuts.
To be a part of the killing of animals, I understand that.
I used to be a vegetarian for 2 years.
I understand that. I understand being a vegetarian for moral reasons. You're like,
yes.
Look, I don't see the need to kill animals. I mean, we can subsist on non-animal products if, you know, you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
You can do it. So if you just can't handle the cruelty, then I understand that.
That's cool.
But if you stop eating meat because you think it's cruel to animals, but then you take a bunch of dogs into your house and kill them all because you run out of room, that's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah, Jesus.
And, you know, if you are a vegetarian, like one of the big reasons I'm not a vegetarian is because they're not going to stop making the stuff if I stop eating
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Even, imagine if everybody in the world stopped eating meat, stopped wearing fur, stopped taking drugs that were tested on animals, using cosmetics that were tested on animals.
Yes.
No animal whatsoever, anything, anywhere, in any of our products. Do you have any idea how ridiculous that would be to our economy? How many people would be just completely fucked? And what are we going to do with all these animals? Like, what about all the cows on farms?
They're going to overpopulate.
Well, where the fuck are they going to go in the first place?
And all the vegetation in the world would be gone.
Like, what do we do? We close the farms down and just open the gates and out go the cows? Like,
yeah.
Where are they going to go?
Yeah, my reasoning behind being a vegetarian was for moral reasons. I didn't like the fact simply that an animal, a conscious thing, was being slaughtered in such a way that I just couldn't stomach it. And I felt the need, you know, I'm not going to do this. No, no big deal. It didn't hurt anybody. I wasn't preaching it. But later on, I just kind of, you know, I ran into a lot of issues that kind of persuaded me to go back, just to abandon it. One thing, and this might sound stupid, but I'd go to family gatherings or go out with friends, and they'd, you know, if I went to a friend's house and they were making a meal, like we're having dinner, and I couldn't eat what they were eating or what they were making. God, fucking awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd have to justify myself.
Do you have any Brussels sprouts? Because
yeah,
I don't
fuck
eat that.
Yeah. And,
yeah, what a pain in the ass.
Well, there were many reasons, but that was one. And the other one is what you said. It just, it's ridiculous. It's unrealistic for a society as big as our planet to do that. It's just not going
to
work.
And it really actually takes some doing to not eat meat. We are omnivores and we need that protein.
Yeah.
Now, Americans in particular are known for consuming way more than we need to,
yeah,
period.
That's
and
true.
That includes
that's
meat.
True.
We eat way more red meat than we probably should. But we do need that meat. And if you're not going to eat that meat and drink that milk and get your calcium and your protein, you got to get it from somewhere else, which takes some doing.
Yep.
You got to eat a lot of fucking beans and avocados and take supplements and shit.
Yeah, God.
If you just stop eating meat and start eating salads all the time, you're not going to be a healthy individual.
That's a good point, because after, God, like a few months of not eating any meat, I felt funny. I felt weird.
It's
like it wasn't, my body didn't feel right.
It's difficult and it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive to buy all produce all the time. And especially since you have to buy so much of it, since that's all you're eating.
And it is funny that a lot of the vegetarian meals sold in like grocery stores are in the shape of
They're always trying to make
burgers,
it look like meat or taste like meat.
Fake chicken patties.
That's another thing.
Fake meatballs.
If you could make a fake veggie burger, not a fake veggie burger, but if you could make a veggie burger that tasted like a burger, I might think about it. I might think about switching sides, because burgers are fucking awesome.
Yeah, they are.
And veggie burgers taste like ground up noodles or something.
I've never had one, but I can imagine.
I've had them. They're okay, but they're no burger. You got to layer the condiments on there pretty thick before it starts to taste anything like a burger.
I trust your judgment.
You got to drown the veggie out.
Jesus.
So like I said, I understand the moral standpoint. I understand, you know, we don't need to kill these animals. And so why are we still doing it? And I also understand that a lot of us who are not vegetarians, who are not animal rights activists, are kind of hypocritical. Like, I'm sure I know plenty of people who, if you said, do you want a hamburger? They'd be like, sure. But if you said, do you want a puppy burger? They'd be like, what? Fuck?
Yeah.
You sick fuck.
Or
it's really not any worse. Like eating a dog, you know, they eat dogs and cats in places in Asia, and people are like, that's sick. Those people are fucking
sick. That makes
sick.
No fucking sense.
It's the same fucking thing.
It's an animal.
And I've always said, if I ever was in a place that served dog or cat or anything like that, that we would normally consider a pet, I'd probably try it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's any good. I'm guessing it probably isn't, because I've always heard that carnivores aren't the greatest meat.
I was just about to say that. I think I'd prefer to eat dumb animals. They taste more delicious.
But, you know, and like horses. Horses aren't really that much different from a cow, but we won't eat a horse. Fuck that. No. Horses are like companion animals, but cows are dumb, so we can't really ride them. They're too slow. So we'll eat them.
We'll cook them up. Let's eat them.
And I do recognize that that's complete hypocrisy, and absolutely, I don't subscribe to that. Like, if you really wanted to eat cats, if you wanted to open up a restaurant to serve cat, I wouldn't try to stop you. As long as you know, were safe about it. Like, you know, it's not some little shack in an alley somewhere where you're just cooking up alley cats.
Yeah, boiling them alive.
We watched a Faces of Death video once. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah.
And those things are largely bullshit, so I don't know if this is accurate or not, but they showed how animals are slaughtered to make them kosher.
Yeah.
And they put their heads through this hole in the wall, and then they'd slit their throats and just let them bleed out.
Yep.
That seems kind of cruel and unusual to me.
Absolutely.
I mean, have you seen the movie No Country for Old Men? He walks around with that air gun thing, and I've heard that that's actually used for slaughtering cows. Like, you'll go up to the cow, put it on the cow's forehead, hit the button, and bam, a rod goes right through their brain. Instant death.
Describe this device.
It's like an air tank and a little gun with a hose connected to it, and you push a button, and this rod shoots out.
Like, really, really fast.
Really fast, yeah. Okay. Like, he uses it to kill a guy in the movie.
Okay. But he puts it up to the cow's head and
you would put it up to the cow's head, shoot the rod into their brain, instant death. Just like shooting them with a gun, only
absolutely
not as messy. And that, I mean, you might be like, well, that's still not okay. You're still killing the cow, but it's way better than cutting their throat and letting them bleed to death.
Yeah, ultimately, we have to kill the animals if we want to. We don't have to, but, you know, if we want, if it's going to happen, it should happen to where they don't feel the pain, because that's, I think, the big issue.
Yeah.
If you're just cutting their throat and they're bleeding out and, like, you know, they're just suffering for 5 minutes, then it's horrible.
I have mixed feelings on the moral side of it, because on the one hand, it's perfectly natural for us to hunt and kill animals. I mean, we are animals ourselves, and we're omnivores, and it makes sense if we're going to eat meat, which we kind of have to do, unless you want to go to great lengths to get around it, then it makes sense that we would have to hunt and kill animals.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, we are very well aware of that fact. We are able to reason and find ways around it. So if we don't really need to do it anymore, should we stop? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
Let me know what you think, listeners.
Let us know.
Send in your opinions.
Opinions are well appreciated.
In lighter news.
Lighter news.
An Ohio man was charged with drunken driving on a bar stool. Authorities in Ohio say a man has been charged with drunken driving after crashing his motorized bar stool. Police in Newark, 30 miles east of Columbus, say when they responded to a report of a crash with injuries on March 4th, they found a man who had wrecked a bar stool powered by a deconstructed lawnmower. 28-year-old
Kyle Wiggle was
hospitalized for minor injuries. Police say he was charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated after he told an officer at the hospital that he had consumed 15 beers.
God damn him.
Wiggle told police his motorized bar stool can go up to 38 miles per hour. Why are you volunteering all this information?
Man, I didn't hear about that part. I thought it was funny that he created this bar stool on wheels, took it to the bar.
I wonder if he thought he was being clever, like, You can't charge me for drunk driving. I practically never left the bar.
It is clever. It's hilarious. But
it's not really clever. It's not going to get him out of his ticket.
That's true, but it's funny. But why the fuck? If he made it home okay, that'd be a great story to tell. Like, I got drunk.
I'm sure he's probably done this before. This probably wasn't the first time he took the motorized bar stool out.
Probably. But he drove it out, and he crashed and got hurt or something. Went to the hospital and volunteered all the information as to why.
My favorite part is that he's pleaded not guilty.
Oh, yeah.
It says he's pleaded not guilty and has requested a jury trial.
What a dumbass.
What's he going to do? Go up in front of the jury and go, come on. I was on a bar stool the whole time. The thing only goes 38 miles an hour.
You get it, jury? Ha, 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 ha. No, it's not going to happen. He's guilty. I mean, he got caught.
And he practically admitted it. He said he consumed 15 beers.
That's the best part.
He crashed the thing. He was in the hospital. He said he consumed 15 beers. And then for some reason, he told him it can go up to 38 miles per hour. I don't know if he was still drunk and bragging. Yeah, I crashed it. I crashed it good. That fucker can go up to 38 miles an hour.
Just so you know, are you impressed? Handcuffs.
I wonder what even gave him the idea, you know? Like, I really...
maybe he was drunk.
Maybe he was like... I seriously think maybe it was his way of trying to beat the system. Like, well, I don't want to drive drunk, but I do want to drive drunk. So let's see.
How can I get out of this?
You can't charge me with drunk driving if I'm still sitting on the bar stool.
Genius!
And all his friends were probably like, yeah, man, that's fucking cool, dude. You're fucking smart. Can you build me one of those things? Could you imagine like a group of guys driving down the street on motorized bar stools?
God. Yeah, that's... Or they were the guys that were like, yeah, that's a good idea. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Could you imagine
tomorrow.
Being the bartender when a guy shows up on his own bar stool that he's driving?
Fucking awesome.
I assume he took it into the bar. If he didn't, then I don't really know what
the
point was.
Yeah, but it was small enough. It
how funny would that be, though? You're sitting at the bar and all of a sudden a dude rolls in on a motorized bar stool.
And then goes out, oh, I'm going home.
Are you just like a really crafty cripple? Like, is that a wheelchair?
No, I can get up. I just like bars.
I can balance on a bar stool, but I can't walk, and I'm clever. All right, that's really all we have to say about that. What else can we say? But if you were listening to the last episode, we made a game up, or Kyle did.
Yeah.
This little Mad Lib thing using bad poetry.
Bad Live Journal poetry, Mad Lib.
That's... So, last episode I said... I would do one for Kyle because last episode he did one for me. So
right.
we're gonna try this out. I think I got a good one here. All right, I've got it all set out, and I just need some things from you.
Okay.
And hopefully this isn't too lame, but here we go. All right, I need a noun.
Ball.
And another noun.
Candy bar.
A verb.
Slit or slitting or whatever you need.
A noun.
Rapist.
A verb past tense.
Shat.
And this next one, I'm kind of breaking the rules here. This you wouldn't find this in a normal Mad Lib, but I need it to make it work. Otherwise, it's going to be really bad. A feeling.
Nausea.
A verb past tense.
Slapped.
Another noun.
Another noun. Snail.
Another noun.
Ass.
Another noun.
Jesus.
Sorry.
cock.
Good one.
I love the cock.
And another noun.
Good God.
Almost done.
Did you only take nouns out of this thing? Slut.
And a word that would describe how you're feeling. Again, I'm breaking the rules.
Fantastic.
A plural noun.
Catholics.
And a noun.
Waterbed.
Alrighty, here we go. All right. Now Kyle's going to read this over.
Right.
Here you go, Kyle.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see here.
I was told the ball is devil's magic. See-through clear the candy bar himself. But I looked into my fearful slit for a lifetime and saw nothing but rapist. Church bells ring as if I shat. God can sense my mind in nausea. So I slapped the savior into my snail. And wait for my ugly ass to bleed out. Open the cock. Open my slut.
I'm not so fantastic now. Except maybe to everyone else. They can't stand when my Catholics show. The day I surrender my waterbed is the day I turn my back on myself.
Fucking great.
The end.
Oh, the end. Thank you, Kyle.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Oh, my God. Oh, good stuff. All right.
Open the cock. Open my slut.
Open the cock. Open my slut.
I'm not so
fantastic now.
Oh, fuck.
Except maybe to everyone else. Everyone else loves me, but they can't stand when my Catholics show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it when my Catholics show either. That's always embarrassing.
Oh, that worked out great.
Dude, your Catholics are showing.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. Yeah, wow, that was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I think, yeah, thank you.
No, thank you.
Fuck you. Thank you.
All right.
I think we're getting to the end of the show now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We want to thank everyone who's been submitting comments and emails and stuff, and especially people who have been helping us promote the show.
Yeah, there's people out there helping us promote the show.
People have been posting it on their live journals. People have been posting it on their Twitter.
Yeah.
I know Marleykins in particular said that she got her friend Heather listening. So, Heather, if you're listening, hi send
Heather.
Us an email or a comment or something so we know you're real.
Hey, baby.
Oh, and we found out that Aileen is a dude.
Aileen is
supposedly.
Is a dude.
I've never heard of a dude named Aileen, but you know what? Aileen is from Europe, so
Who knows?
All kinds of crazy
all
ass shit there.
All kinds of guys are named Aileen. Yeah, I'd like to know the story about that, if Aileen can comment back.
Do you have like a dad named Jessica? And a mom named Bill?
Yeah.
Is Europe like bizarro world?
We had to keep reading it over, like, really?
Aileen. Aileen is a dude.
Mm-hmm. Are we pronouncing? Eh.
Yeah, are we pronouncing Aileen right? Is it like Alan? Like, that's just some fucked up way of spelling Alan.
Alan. My name is Alan. I don't know. But yeah, please get back to us, because we're fucking dumbfounded by that.
But thank you for listening, Aileen.
And thank you for listening, yes.
You fucking tranny. And in one of the emails we got, our friend Amber said that I make music. I mentioned that a little bit earlier.
Yes.
And it's not the best fucking music in the world, but I make music. And Amber said, hey, you should play your music in the show. And one of our other friends said I should do it, too. And
I said, hell yeah.
And Orion was for it. So,
and Kyle said, I don't know.
After the show, after the outro music, I'll put one of my songs in there, and you guys can tell me if I'm horrible or good.
That's
or
fair
whatever.
Enough. Yeah, if you're up for listening to it, give it a listen.
Yeah, I'm going to put it at the end, so if you want to skip it, it's easy.
And let
I didn't want to put it in the middle of the show.
Yeah. Of course, that wasn't going to happen. Yeah, I tried. But yeah, let them know what you think. Please, give it a listen.
Yeah, let me know how bad I am. So that's pretty much going to wrap it up.
That'll wrap it up.
Send us an email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com. Yeah, IJustHadATerribleCock.com. God damn it. See, this is why itch hat works. And, yes. Or,
you're right.
No, Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Right. Or you can send us a voicemail at
616-328-5581.
Yes.
Again, that number is 616-328-5581. Open my slot.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Open my slot.
Are crawling out of my mouth, and I can't trust you to sort them out. I figured you out. You've made mistakes as many as me. You stare at your feet and I say, you've got much to learn, and I've got stuff to burn, and I make money, I work 8 hours a day. Time that it takes you to fade away. screen door's open. It's covered in June bugs. My arms are broken. Don't know what I was thinking of. It's slippery out there, and the air is so cold. The words aren't fair. They're closing my throat. You've got much to learn, and I've got stuff to burn. And I make money, I work 8 hours a day, yeah. Maybe I'll burn out in less time than it takes you to fade away, yeah. Less time than it takes you to fade away.